We're going to move on to the decision strategy. And so who would like to learn about how they decide to do something? Well, come on up. So in doing the decision strategy, you want to take something that's, especially when you're practicing in the beginning, you want to take something that's really simple. Don't use, like Kevin often says, if something is from a 1 to a 10, you don't want to use a 10. You want to use something. So don't take a major problem and try to figure out how your strategy works on that. Just take something very simple like a buying strategy would be interesting. How you run through buying strategies. Okay. So we want to look at his eyes. We also want to listen to his predicates. You remember what we talked about, sensory predicates. So is he using visual terms, auditory terms, or kinesthetic terms? Now, when you ask somebody the question that I'm going to ask him, and by the way, this is on page 85, you're going to get one of two things. You're either going to get their strategy, or you're going to get their criteria for what they want. So strategy is the process. Criteria is more the content, the value of what they're looking for. So both are valid, and it's very good to know both, especially if you're in sales. But we want to know strategy right now. So if he starts to give me criteria, I'm going to direct them back to strategy. Do you have a car?
Yes.
Okay. So how long ago did you buy it?
A year.
A year ago. Okay. So it's also really good to get something that's more recent. When you ask somebody about a strategy for something when it comes to decision or motivation, the further back the thing that it actually happened, the more difficult it can be because there's sort of more noise in there. There's more memories of other stuff going on there. So the more recent, the better. So only a year ago, that's pretty good. So what do you drive?
Honda CR-V.
Honda CR-V. Yeah. Did you notice where his eyes went to see the picture? So were you aware of what just happened?
After I did it, yeah.
After you did it. Yeah. What went on inside of you just now?
I guess I just had to see what it was.
Did you actually see your car?
No, I just saw the CR-V.
You saw the letter CR-V?
Like the back, you know, the back of the car or whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So do you remember buying it?
Yes.
Okay. How did you decide to buy that particular car?
How did I decide to buy that particular car? Well, first I automatically wanted a Honda.
How did you know you wanted a Honda?
Because I like Hondas. I feel like they're dependable and affordable.
Okay, did you notice the predicate that he used? I feel like. Okay. And so you felt like the Honda was the affordable, dependable vehicle that you wanted. And then, mm-hmm. So once you felt that, what happened next?
And I went to the dealership and looked around.
Okay, and what else did you notice? Went to it, and then what did he say in the predicate? I went to a dealership, which can be kinesthetic, that's why I looked down, and I looked around. So far, we have KV. Went to a dealership. Well, he knows he likes it because it feels right. Went to a dealership, looked around. And then what happened?
Looked at different cars. Well, I guess I already wanted an SUV. So it was either the CR-V or the Pilot. Pilot was too much, too big.
Okay.
I liked the CR-V.
So he said, I already wanted an SUV. Did you notice where he looked when he said that? Yeah. Down into his left. So was that something you said to yourself?
I don't know. I wasn't paying attention.
Okay. I think it was. And then what happened?
And then I sat in my car and I fell in love.
Okay. Did you notice where he was looking when he said that? He was looking this way. Auditory, yeah, construct. So, were you aware of hearing something when you just said that?
No. I was more so remembering sitting down in my car and, you know, seeing everything and for the first time and, you know, feeling everything.
Okay, so what happened was he might have actually seen something instead of heard something. When you were describing it, were you fully associated in, like, if you were sitting in the car?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you were sitting in the car and you look to your right, what do you see?
I see, like, the passenger seat, the dashboard, stuff like that.
Okay. And so when we were going through that that part of the process, is that what you were looking at?
Yeah, I was looking at, like, the dash, like, the inside of my car.
Okay, and then he did say that he did use the predicate look. He was looking around. Okay, was that it? Was that when you were sold, or would anything else happen?
Fell in love
with this car. Yeah. And he was just now looking down to his right.
Was there anything else? I don't think that was it.
Yeah. Okay. I think we got. Now, when you have two kinesthetics like that, sometimes you can merge these two for the sake of efficiency. But so I'm going to try that. I'm going to run his strategy back to him and see how that. And so what you're checking for is congruence. You want to see if this fits with him. Okay. So you had a feeling about the CRV. Right? And you saw it, and then you told yourself, this is the car that I want. And then you looked around again and fell in love with it.
Yeah, you said that, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So I've got a sense that maybe something was off a little bit.
Well, you said, what'd you say first in the beginning?
Feeling, you had a feeling that this was the car that you wanted.
Well, a Honda.
Yeah, not the Honda.
The CRV?
Yeah. Well, Honda in general. And then, yeah.
Okay. That's more content. We're looking for the representational system. So what if I said, when you went to go buy your car, mm-hmm. you said to yourself, the Honda is the right car to go with. And then you saw an image of the Honda, and you felt this is the right car. Okay, so okay, so did that work for him?
No,
it didn't.
That wasn't it. No.
Okay, so what I did was I mismatched his strategy to see if that other strategy was to kind of compare and contrast. So the other strategy that I gave to him was definitely better than that one.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I might be off by one on the other one, but I'm definitely not off. Well, I am off on that one, but purposefully. And so what you'll find sometimes too, and you might find this when you're practicing this, that if you're in really deep rapport with someone and you mismatch their strategy to test them, they might twist and turn and translate everything that you just said into their own strategy so that they can't agree with you. You will see that sometimes. So what you're looking for is in their physiology, do you get congruence from it? And I knew it before he even shook his head and said no, that this wasn't working for him. You could see him searching. It just wasn't fitting. It wasn't matching. So maybe this other kinesthetic part is valid. So so if you got a sense that Honda was a good car to go with, mm-hmm. and then you got another feeling that said the CRV was probably the best way to go, and then you visualized that car, or you walked into a dealership and you saw that car, and then you told yourself, I think this is the one, and you took one more good look at it from the inside, and then you just felt, this is it, I'm falling in love with this.
Yeah, that sounds
good. Yeah, okay. So that other kinesthetic, I think, was important to them. So and then it's fun to mismatch people because you can just see it's like they're running it through their body and that information is just not matching up. But this just goes to show you how powerful the sequence is, or the syntax of this is. Now, we can try, this is his buying strategy for a car, but we can try this out on something else. That, so I'm an insurance agent. I wonder if I can get him to buy some insurance. so you have a car.
I do?
Excuse me. And everybody who has a car has to have car insurance. It's the law, right? So If I said that, if you got a sense of feeling like you could trust me, and you could see me working for you to make sure that you got everything you wanted out of an insurance company, to the point where you told yourself, yeah, this guy, he's doing the right thing for me. And then you could actually visualize me being there to support you when you have a claim. And that would just give you that good feeling of knowing that I'm on your side.
Well, before you even said the, like, when just the first part, when you said, you know, the feeling, mm-hmm. I could trust you, and I already visualized you.
The strategy already ran.
He already visualized you as my insurance agent. I was like, okay, yeah.
Cool.
Let's get the dots together.
Okay. All right. Anybody have any questions for Mo about what just happened? No? Okay. Thank you.
So if you were going through the same thing on a completely different decision that you made, are we assuming it would be the same strategy?
Not necessarily. So we're talking about buying strategy, and it was close enough because, you know, it's from a car to car insurance. But it's fun to experiment with those things to see if an effective strategy will work in other ways. Mm-hmm. So this is a decision strategy. It doesn't mean that he makes all of his decisions like this. But it would be fun to experiment, you know, and I do that a lot too. I'll elicit one of my strategies and I'll say, okay, well, what happens if I run something completely different, a completely different context with different content, and what happens? And sometimes it's great, and sometimes it's just like, ugh, no, it's just no, you know, it doesn't want to work that way. Yeah. Somebody else had another question?
Yeah, I just had a question about analytical people who might look at the car's gas mileage and will they feel, you know, just overthink it maybe, but I think in the end, I was saying, well, where would that come in? But I think at the end, they would feel good about the purchase. Like, they do all that work, and they either feel good about it or they feel like they're not ready. You know, it probably would come back to something kinesthetic. I'm just trying to figure out where analytics would fall into, like, a decision.
It's probably going to be more auditory, digital, talking to themselves.
Is that criteria?
Yeah, you know what? I want to do something with criteria. Let's have Mo. Can you come back up here?
Sure.
So this gets one step more powerful when you elicit their criteria. So if I said, you know, what is important to you in a car, what would you say? So before you answer, see, what you want to do is you want to listen to the words that he either emphasizes or kind of leans on. So what's important to you in a car?
Reliability, durability.
Okay, so one thing he's not doing is he's not giving us these long sentences where you sort of have to pick out the words. He's just giving you the words, liability, durability, comfort. Okay, so what happens if I use his criteria and I also use his strategy at the same time? Now, this could be a little bit tricky because I'm doing it with car insurance. But if I said, Mo, you know, if you felt like changing insurance companies because you wanted better liability coverage, and you felt like I might be the right guy to do that because I'm dependable and you feel comfortable working with me, you might already visualize at this point what I could be doing for you. And you might even say to yourself, wow, that guy is on my side. And then you could see me maybe in the future coming to your aid and to your support when you really needed me most. And you would feel like this is a durable relationship and we'll be working together for a long time.
Well, you had me comfortable.
Okay. So it gets even more powerful when you use their criteria words along with their strategy. So I'm speaking his language. This is building rapport with him instantly because I'm using his words, what's important to him, and his sequence of how he goes through that. Okay. Thank you. Now, the first time that I was taught strategies, and I looked at this and I was like, you know, it just doesn't seem like syntax, which is what this is, really it can be that powerful. I mean, can it really be that powerful that if you get one of these out of order, that it changes everything? And indeed, it can. So what we do in language is exactly the same thing. Syntax is a language word. It's a word referring to language. It's the sequence of words and how we make meaning of words. So if I wrote, you will eat fish, that has the syntax is the order and the sequence of the words. And so if you think that, you know, how somebody's strategy is sequenced isn't really important. Well, what happens when I take, you know, there's a certain meaning to this, and somehow you're representing it, right? Either visually, or you hear it and you have a certain feeling about it, or you're saying something to yourself. But what happens if I say, or if I write, okay, so I use exactly all the same words, I just rearrange them. Completely different meaning, right? So the same thing with sequences and strategies. The sequence is extremely important, is extremely powerful, because putting things out of sequence completely changes the meaning. And that's why the sequence and the strategy is so powerful and so important. Anybody have any questions about this? Okay, Yoda. Yeah.
You're on that very last point. So if he had said reliability, gas economy, comfort, and speed, are you saying you'd repeat that in exactly the
well,
same
I wouldn't put this. I probably would leave the speed out of it, or I would, okay. You know, there were certain things that I would definitely leave out of it. And so, and those weren't really, those are representations of values. So durability is a value. It can be expressed in many different ways, but gas mileage is gas mileage. Okay. So if they said gas mileage, I'd say, oh, you know, what does gas mileage really do for you? And he might say, oh, I save money. Okay, well, what does saving money really, you know, do for you? Well, I would want to chunk that up a little bit too. You know, maybe I, because it means I have control over my finances, control. There's a value that I can work with.
So would you use the values in the same way we gave it to you?
Not necessarily. No, I don't think that. Yeah, and if he had explained it to me, like, oh, it has to happen in this way, in this way, in this way, then maybe I would. But he didn't. He was just sort of picking it out of, you know, whatever. So
your syntax point is as to the
representational systems. Where is he looking that indicate, you know, his I, axis, and cues? And what words, what predicates is he using? Sometimes you will see somebody look, say, a visual construct, but they'll say feel or something like that. Now, that could be a synesthesia, which we're gonna cover next, or it could be that there's that certain order. There usually is an order that you can catch and it's really fast. You know, he might look up and then he'll say feel right after. And so you wanna go in that order. Or, you know, he might look down and then, or he might say feel and then look up. So then you would wanna use that kinesthetic and then go to the visual. But sometimes they are linked. Sometimes they happen at the same time. In that case, my experience with using strategies, if you get those out of order, it usually doesn't throw them off because they're so close in that sequence. Any other questions? What do you think about trying this yourselves? Okay. So let's do groups of three. So the person, there will be one person who is the subject who you're eliciting the strategy from, one person who's going to be asking the questions, and the third person is going to really be there to help the person who's asking the questions. Because they're asking the questions, they might miss some things. They're having to engage the subject. So let's have that third person be there to kind of help the other person along. Again, make sure you look at it first, kind of memorize what the question is going to be first. Because if you're looking down at your book and you ask the question, you're probably going to miss something. So look down, read it, memorize it, look up, and then ask the question. Okay, and then alternate.
Is this working on decision strategies?
Yeah, it's in, you're using page 85, decision strategy. All right. Anybody have any questions?
Are we going to put their criteria words in it too?
Yeah, I think there is a part here for criteria. Okay. Phase two. Yeah, what do you want in a, that's a, I asked him what was important, but what do you want in a, and then fill in the blank. That's a criteria question. You're directing them to criteria. Now, in the beginning, too, remember, when you ask them the question, the strategy question, they might give you criteria. Make sure you direct them back to, well, what actually happened? What did, you know, what did you do? What did you say? What did you hear? What did you feel? Or what did you see? Nancy?
Do you specifically want them doing decision strategy?
Yeah, we're going to do this exercise right here on 85. It is the decision strategy. So use something very simple. How did you decide to wear what you're wearing today? How did you decide to buy the car that you bought? How did you decide to eat what you, whatever you ate for lunch? Real simple stuff, okay? And the more recent, the better, too.
So only decision strategy.
Yeah, we're going to do the decision strategy only. And alternate between each three. Descriptors?
Or like the response, the criteria.
Until they're done. So that's, this is what goes back to the tote. So he started off with, I need a car. And then he went into the dealership, and then he tested and operated and tested and operated until he fell in love, and then he's out. So I didn't have to go through the whole process of the car salesman coming out and having to go through all that. That wasn't, that's not when he was sold. He was sold when he fell in love with the car. So he exited. He's done.
So lunch might be too easy. It sounded delicious.
Well, it sounded delicious. What is delicious? Well, that's a criteria. Mm-hmm. But what is sounded? That's, so that, that's, it sounded delicious. So in that case, you might have to work backward. Well, what, you know, what did you, what happened first, or what happened before that, and work backward to it. Yeah. So, you know, they probably looked at a menu first, or they probably felt hungry. I felt hungry. I went into a restaurant. I saw the menu. The waiter told me the special, and it sounded delicious. And then I said, I got a feeling in my stomach of what that's going to feel like or taste like, which is also kinesthetic. And that's when I decided I was going to get the filet mignon. So whenever they say, you know, that's when I ordered or decided or whatever, then that's the exit. But so the feeling of hunger might have been the key. But that's not going to, when you ask somebody their strategy for decision on lunch, they might not start with being hungry. They might have said, I saw, you know, a commercial, or on my iPhone, I saw a picture, you know, people, I always thought that was funny, how people take pictures of their food and post it on Facebook. You know, they might have been on Facebook and they saw something like that, and so visual would be the first one for that. Okay. All right. Any other questions? So have fun with this, and
how
it's
much time?
Oh, I would say about 10 minutes per person, so about a half hour.
Okay. Yeah,
that's a great idea. Either have take a break beforehand or take a break after. Which, you know, if you need to pause and refresh right now, go ahead and do that. And then get in groups of three.